Earth and Sky.
You know, we can say a certain amount about plant evolution by studying living plants. But if we really want to kind of calibrate the tempo of evolution, we need to test our ideas from living plants based on the direct evidence from the past.
You're listening to Sir Peter Crane at the University of Chicago. As a paleobotanist, he studies the deep connections between fossilized and living plants.
Most recently, we've been working on a small flower from about 120 million years ago. We can actually look inside it and see how the seeds are born and other details of internal structure. And they basically corroborate the idea that this thing is close to a modern water lily.
Crane said water lilies and their ancestors have been adapting to changes on Earth since the dinosaurs roamed over 100 million years ago. But he said today many water lily species are endangered due to climate change and other human activity.
We are blips in the grand scheme of biological evolution on this planet. And that ought to give us pause for thought, and it ought to put our present-day circumstances into some sort of broader context.
You've been listening to paleobotanist Sir Peter Crane. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.